Praise the Lord. Miracle tonight. Power manifestation tonight. Healing. Deliverance. Salvation. Freedom. For be it confirmed in your life in Jesus' name. Everyone online, today is a special day. Day of great faith and day of great manifestation. Those who are here, those who are there, everywhere, the power of the Lord is coming upon your life today. Father, we thank you today and bless your name. Thank you for what you have been doing. Thank you for what you will do here tonight and everywhere tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Confirm your word of power, your word of promise, and your word of prophecy in every life here tonight, there tonight, everywhere tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You can sit down. Tonight, we're talking about that lamb. The lamb for your freedom. The lamb for your salvation. The lamb for your deliverance. And the lamb for your total supernatural freedom. I'm reading from Revelation chapter 5, and we're looking at verse 5. Revelation chapter 5, reading from verse 5, and one of the elders says unto me, weep not. John had been on the other side. He was lifted up to the glory above, and then there was a book that had been sealed, that ought to be opened. And they looked on earth, and they looked at every generation that had ever lived on the face of the earth. The Lord looked at the whole universe, somebody, to open the seals of that book, because it's the book of our eternal redemption. And the book that contains the power, manifestation of the Lord for everyone in the universe. And no one was found to open that book and open and release all the blessings in the book to humanity. Because of that, John, representing the church there, representing the old world there, wanting the revelation, because there was no one to open that book of eternal redemption, John wept, a symbol of the weeping that we have all been going through. Then one of the elders saith unto him, weep not. And that is coming to you today. The Lord is saying, weep not. All your tears are dried. Because behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the book. And because now he has prevailed to open the book, there is redemption for the earth. There's redemption for the world. There is redemption to every generation. And there is redemption for you there tonight. All your chains are broken tonight. Weep not. Your problems are solved. Weep not. Salvation has come. Weep not. Redemption has come. Because he has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. Look at verse 6. In verse 6 it says, and I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne, and of the four beasts, the living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb, as each it had been slain, having seven horns perfect power, and seven eyes, perfect knowledge, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. And then he tells us in verse 9, it says, and they sang a new song, saying, thou art worthy, Lamb, thou art worthy, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, thou art worthy, our eternal Redeemer, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Then in verse 10, it says, and has made us unto our God kings and priests. You will reign. Over your problems, you will reign. Over everything that clamped you down in the past, today, because the Redeemer, the eternal Redeemer, has come to give us eternal redemption, you will reign. And we shall reign on the earth. We shall reign on the earth as God brings us out of captivity even tonight. And he sets us up as princes that will reign and reign over every challenge on earth. We'll keep on reigning. I'll keep on reigning. We'll keep on reigning. And then when we get to the other side, forever, 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 we will reign in Jesus' name. Sin will not reign over you. Sickness will not reign over you. Evil spirit will not reign over you. Demons will not reign over you. Curse, the curse of the world and the curse of the enemy will not reign over you. All those curses, all those evil things coming to you from tonight, there is a wall of demarcation between you and the curse, between you and the evil. Instead of they reigning over your life, you will reign over them. Why? Because we have eternal redemption. Look at Hebrews chapter 9. I'm reading from verse 12. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Having obtained eternal redemption for you, for me, for him, for her, for them, for us all. And that's why the Lord is bringing to you today that redemption that begins in your life, if you have not experienced it before, and it will go on and on and on. I see the Spirit, the hand of the Almighty God, untying all the knots in your life, removing all those properties of the devil on your soul, on your spirit, on your body. I see that. And I see all the things that tied your leg, all the things that blindfolded your eyes, all the things that deafened you, all the things that made you impotent and powerless. I see that mighty hand spiritually is untying you tonight. And I see that as we mention the name of Jesus, you are free. I am free. Tonight, I'm talking to you on the universal lamp for our eternal redemption. Universal, universal. That means everywhere, everywhere, every place, every community, anywhere you are, anywhere you are standing there, anywhere you are sitting there, the universal Lamb has brought eternal redemption for you. I believe. You believe. Everything will be cleared from your life, even tonight, in Jesus' name. There are three things we're looking at. Number one, our redemption by the Lamb for the Father. Our redemption for the Father by the Lamb. Our redemption by the Lamb for the Father. He redeems us for the Father so that we can now come into the family of God, because our redemption has been done by the Lamb. Number two, the revelation through the lamp for our fullness. The lamp, the light that shines, and it gives us the revelation for our fullness. Number three, the reign of the Lion for our freedom. Look at number one. Number one, we're looking at our redemption by the Lamb for the Father. We've read Revelation chapter 5 already, that he gives us redemption, he gives us salvation, he gives us healing, he gives us total, everlasting, eternal redemption. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 19. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 19, it says, to which, that means, that is to say, it's talking about our reconciliation. And it says, that is to say, it's talking about the sacrifice of Christ. Unless you miss it, it said, to which, that is to say, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Reconciling the world unto himself. God is the giver of life. And we had been separated from God, the giver of life. God is the sustainer of life. And we had been separated from the sustainer of life. God is the joy of all creation, and we have been separated from the joy of the Creator. God is the support. God is the shepherd. God is the caretaker of everything that lives. And you had been separated from him, but then you say, God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself. Can I explain that to you? Look at God, high, holy, mighty, powerful, creative, and it's all there by himself, and you, because you are being a sinner. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Come short of the glory of God. Come short of the glory of God. Now, we are of different heights and of different stature. Somebody is of average height. He raises up his hand. He cannot touch heaven because God is in heaven. And we come short of the glory of God. Somebody is now a little bit taller than that average person, and a taller person raises up his hand, and his hand cannot touch heaven. And we look at all the people on earth, tall. I've never seen a person as tall as this before, and yet as tall as he is, he raises up his hand, he cannot reach heaven, no matter how tall you are. There are people, they have the support of morality. They have the support of religion. They have the support of sacrifices. And it makes them taller than the other people. That one is not religious, is short. That one is religious, is a little bit taller. That one is philanthropic. And he gives money to people. All the money he gives to people will put a little support under his foot. And he raises his hand. And all that can still not touch heaven because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And then Jesus Christ comes. He says, you are not tall enough. You can never be tall enough to reach heaven. And so he holds your hand, and he is the one that bridges the earth and the heavens, that he on earth will say, my Father that sent me is always with me. And he's as tall as heaven, and he reaches heaven every time. And the connection between you, short man, tall man, great man, rich man, wealthy man, the connection between Christ and you, he holds your hand, he holds the hand of God. That's the way you reach heaven. That's the way you are tall enough to be able to reach the God of all mercy and the God of all power and the one that is the very author and the sustainer of eternal life. That God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them. Why? Because Jesus bore it all. And then through him, all the sins, all the transgression, all the iniquity that made you come short of the glory of God, everything is taken away, and he has committed that word of reconciliation unto us. And tonight, I come to tell you that Christ, the Lamb of God, has come. He will make you to touch the hand of God. He'll make you to reach heaven. He will reconcile you unto the Father, because he's the only link between humanity and the Heavenly Father. Our redemption by the Lamb for the Father. That redemption has come to you now. Where am I? Where are you there? As you touch Christ tonight, he touches the hand of man. And then he touches the hand of God. And he links you together. And now all the walls of partition between you and God, they are broken down. Reconciliation tonight. I said reconciliation tonight and redemption tonight. He is the one that has paid the price for you. Your life will not remain the same again. Look at this. Look at this in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And I'm reading from verse 19. What? Know ye not? There are things people don't know. There are things they know. The things you know cannot take you to redemption. I know that 2 + 3 = 5. Great knowledge. But that cannot take you to that redemption. The things we know that we pride ourselves in. I know the population of our country. Good, good for you. But knowing the population of your country, that cannot take you to heaven. That knowledge is good. I know all the science they teach in our schools. Good for you. There are things you know that will never lead you to heaven. But there's one thing you ought to know. And it says, know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which ye have of God, and ye are not your own. You know, whatever you know, whatever knowledge you have, whatever educational institution you have gone through, even if you carry encyclopedia on your head and you know all that, without knowing the Redeemer, you have not known what will take you to the everlasting joy of heaven. There are people who say, I don't have time for God, I don't have time for church, because all that time I will spend in the church, I need to read, I understand, but all that knowledge you get by all that reading you're doing, but all the studies you are doing, but all the internet studies you have, all that will not link you to the eternal. But the knowledge you have about the Lamb, about the Redeemer, about how you'll be reconciled unto God, that is the knowledge that will give you eternal, everlasting abode in the kingdom of God in heaven. Then he says in verse 20, for ye are bought with a price. You didn't know that. Ye are bought with a price. You can have all the knowledge in the world, all the knowledge in the encyclopedia, and you don't know you are bought with a price. You're in slavery, you're in captivity, you're still in your sin, and when eventually you die, and then all the encyclopedia that you have studied made you have a big head but a small heart, because you didn't know the Redeemer. And then you are buried, and your encyclopedia and your head is buried with you, and you appear on the other side. Then you're trying to find your way, but you didn't know the Savior. You didn't know the Redeemer. And that alone is what gives us eternal redemption, eternal reconciliation with God. There was the use of that kind of knowledge, but the knowledge you have today that the Lamb died for me, the knowledge you have today that Jesus is my Savior, the knowledge you have today that it is Christ and Christ alone, that there's no other person in the whole universe that can link you up with the Almighty God. And then you know he paid the price. It says, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. I praise God that you are here tonight, that you are hearing all this tonight, and now you know the most important thing, and you have the greatest knowledge that will serve you here on earth and serve you all through eternity, that the Lamb of God, Christ, has paid the price for you. Now, redemption has come to you. Reconciliation has come to you. And now, God is going to take special interest in your life. Look at Isaiah chapter 43, and I'm reading from verse 21. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 21. These people, have I formed for myself. These people, they'll not be for Satan, you will not be for Satan. These people, they'll not be for rituals, you'll not be for rituals. These people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. The praise of God will occupy your life, occupy your mind, because he has redeemed you. And now you can praise him like those saints are praising him in heaven. That praise of God, to him belongs salvation and redemption and reconciliation and blessing. And he has saved us and washed us from our sins. And we shall reign with him forever and ever. I say amen in your life. Number two is the revelation through his lamp for our fullness. The revelation through the light. Jesus Christ is the light of the world. It's the Lamb. It's the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the most powerful, that breaks every yoke and destroys every work of the devil. And it's the Lamb for sacrifice, that was sacrificed for your sin, for my sin, for everybody's sin. And it's the Lamb, the light of the world, is the one that shines the light on our pathway. And as it shines the light on your pathway, all darkness will vanish away from your life. All darkness will get away from you. And then you will know that the Lamb has now come. The light has now come to my life. And that light will shine in your life today in Jesus' name. Look at Psalm 119. I'm reading from verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Where could you be? As you are walking and there's no light. Everything is dark. The soul, dark. The spirit, dark. The mind, dark. The sight, dark. And there are so many pitfalls every day in every way before every person. That's why we human beings, because we didn't have the light of His revelation, we're trying to walk in darkness, and you fell into that, and then you got up, and then you're still walking, you fell into that. You got up, you are falling every time. But now, thy revelation, thy knowledge, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light on to my path. And the light of God from today, the light of the world, Jesus, as you receive Him, it will guide you through life. All those things that you have been falling and rising and falling and rising and falling and rising, and you've injured yourself so much. The mark of the fall is on your forehead. The mark of the fall is on your lips. The mark of the fall is on the body. The mark of the fall is in your soul. The mark of the fall is in your spirit. What does that say? You see somebody having epilepsy, fall this time, you see the mark on the face, and then falls another time, you see the mark on the hands. And everyone on earth that does not have the redemption and the lamp and the light has been falling and falling and falling. And so you see the mark of that on their tongue, the mark of the fall on their lips, the mark of the fall on their thoughts, the mark of the fall in their sicknesses, the mark of the fall everywhere. But now, light has come. I said, light has come. And where we used to fall before, now I fall no more. You, I fall no more. Say it for yourself. I fall no more. I have the revelation. I have the light. I have the knowledge. I see that trap there. I see that rabbit. The rabbit did not know there's any danger there. All the rabbit can see is the bait. All the fish can see. The fish cannot see the hook. All he can see is the bait. That is sweet, and then went for that and is falling into danger, because the people that do not see, all they see is there's sweetness there, there's pleasure there, there's excitement there, all they see, there's celebration there. And the hook of the devil behind the bait, they cannot see. But now I can see. Now I can see. that sight will never be taken away from you. Now, look at Proverbs chapter 4. Proverbs chapter 4. And I'm reading to you from verse 18. Proverbs chapter 4. And we're looking at verse 18. It says, but the path of the just is a shining and a shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day, unto the perfect day. And then in verse 20, it says in verse 20, my son, attend to my words, attend to my revelation, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Why? Look at verse 21. In verse 21, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. Look at what that word, what that light, what that lamp, what that knowledge will do in your life. In verse 22, in verse 22 it says, for they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh, and health to all their flesh. When you accept the light of truth, the revelation of the truth of God, the lamp and the light into your life, every part of your body will experience healing and health. And tonight, healing and health. My brother there, my sister there, my boy, my girl, my daughter there, healing and health coming your way. This revelation about Christ, about a redeemer, about the one that paid for our eternal redemption, it will bring health to all your flesh. Look at this, Ephesians chapter 3, and I'm reading from verse 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him that is able. Tonight, God is able. In your life, God is able. On your wife, on your husband, God is able. On your children, God is able to take away and to remove that evil sin, the deposit of the devil. Tonight, God is able to remove everything in Jesus' name. Now, tonight, unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or seek, according to the power that worketh in us. Tonight, this power will work inside you. Inside your brain. Inside your eyes. Inside your lungs. Inside your kidneys. Inside your bone. This power will work inside you tonight in Jesus' name. Look at number three there. Number three, the reign of the lion for our freedom. The reign of the lion, that means the authority, that means the dominion. I want you to picture something. Look at a lion there, and look at all the children and all the offspring of the lion, and they're all behind him, and the lion is there in front of them. And remember, the lion is the king of the forest. And now there is an animal, another animal, and he wants to get any of those little lions behind their parent lion, and is coming. Then the lion in front, the king of the forest, knowing that this other animal is coming to get any of the other little lions. Can that happen? That lion will spring on that animal coming, and that animal wanting to injure any of those other little lions, that little thing is gone. What I'm seeing is Christ, the lion of the tribe of Judah, and you As you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you are the little lion there behind the big universal lion. And then there is a reptile coming, there is the devil coming, there is another, you know, kind of, and says, I will take that one pointing to you. Never. I said never. It will never happen again. Satan will not touch you again. All those demons will not touch you again. Because the lion of the tribe of Judah has assured you of your freedom, total freedom tonight. Now you're free to move about anywhere you go. You are the king's kid, and the mark of the Lord is upon your life, and no evil will happen to you anymore. Me. No evil will happen to me anymore. The Lamb, that is the lion, is so happy for you that now you are believing totally, completely on him who had paid the price for your redemption. I'm looking at Romans chapter 8, and I'm reading from verse 37. Romans chapter 8, we're looking at verse 37. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. We are more than conquerors. The people that put their faith in Christ and they say, I put my faith in the Lamb. I put my faith in the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Now, you will reign over every problem of your life. Look at 1 John chapter 4, and I'm reading there from verse 4. 1 John chapter 4, we're looking at verse 4. It says, ye are of God, little children, born again children, saved children, forgiven children, reconciled children, redeemed children. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Your night for the overcomer has now come. Overcome them. Them from the sea. Them from the forest. Them, all those bush spirits. Them from the jungle. Them from the pit. And them from the pit of occultism. Now I have overcome them. Them from the enemy camp, now you have overcome them. Them throwing disease at people, now you have overcome them. Them that is throwing poverty and sickness and evil upon people, now you have overcome them. Them that come in the dream and they point the finger to you like this and they say, you will be blind. You will not see anything anymore. Thank God, now you have overcome them. Overcomers. 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 It says, ye of God, when you give your life to Christ, when he reconciles you with God, when your sins are forgiven, when all those things are wiped out, it says now, ye are of God. You don't belong to the cult anymore, you come out. You don't belong to darkness anymore, you come out. And it says now, ye are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Are you need to say amen to that one? He that is in you, who is that? The lion of the tribe of Judah. Real lion that will break the bone of any fake lion. Now, the devil is pretending to be a lion too, but is just fake lion. and he's going about, he's looking for who he would devour. But you are not one of them anymore. Because the lion, the real one, abides in you. And the devil has failed. And the devil will fail. And the devil will continue to fail. And anywhere you are now, you are brother untouchable. Sister untouchable. Mr. Unconquerable. Mrs. or Miss Unbeatable. Because now Christ dwells inside you. Every other power that destroyed in Jesus' name. And if you want to be counted as one of the people that now the enemy, the devil, the fake lion of the world cannot touch you anymore, you give your heart, your life to Christ. And you have assurance that no matter what happens, you will reign with Christ. It's bowed and eyes closed. It's bowed and eyes closed. You don't want to miss this privilege to be of God. Remember, no matter how tall you are, no matter what money, how money, wealth, popularity has made you tall, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You cannot touch heaven by anything you have done. But Christ is the one that is the Lamb of God that makes sacrifice for everyone. And now he holds your hand. He holds the hand of the holy God of heaven, and he brings you up to touch heaven. He is the one that will make you spiritually tall enough to be able to reach his glory. And now you want to give your heart to Christ so that the Lord Jesus, the Lamb of God, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, will link you up with God, reconcile you with God, and bring your hand and the hand of God together, reconciled. Wherever you are, you raise up your hand. You say, I want the Lamb of God to take my sins away. I want him to reign inside me, in my heart. I want him to reign in every area of my life. Raise up that hand. Raise up that hand. Yes, there. God bless you. God bless you there. Anywhere you are, radio, television, any congregation, in any country where you are, this is your chance. You are not tall enough by yourself to touch heaven, but Christ wants to take you now and link you up with heaven. Raise up that hand, raise up that hand. If you are raising up your hand, you will stand up. You say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. The light of redemption has come, and I take that light right now. Rise up there and say, Lord, I give myself to you. I turn away from all my sin, from all my transgression. And now I put my hand in the hand of Jesus to link me up, to reconcile me, and to join my hand for the hand of the Almighty God. Keep on standing there. Keep on standing there. I'm going to pray with you. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I bring all these people who are standing up, and they realize the work of their hand, the effort of their life, and their self-righteousness and their religious righteousness cannot make them to touch heaven, but only Christ can be the one that reconciles everyone to God. I pray, Lord, receive all of them in Jesus' name. Hold the hand of everyone and bring them to the Almighty God right now in Jesus' name. And I pray, oh Lord, all their sins be forgiven. all their guilt be taken away, all condemnation be taken away. And I pray your eternal redemption will come to every one of them right now. Confirm it and write their names in the book of life. And let the greater one abide and stay in them right now, and make them victorious from now to the end of their lives. Thank you, Lord. We know it's done. In Jesus' name we pray. It is done. I said, it is done. Keep on standing. Our counselors are there. We'll turn it over to a moderating overseer tonight so that we deal with this. And then after that, I'm going to come back and pray and miracles and healings and deliverances tonight for everyone in Jesus' name.
A counselor around you, they'll give you some sleep, completely sleep. Give all the details of your name, your phone numbers, that we can help you, that you can have and see the power of the great lion inside you that destroy all the fake lions. All I can say, Lord, let's get to all the hands that are raised up. And if you are watching online, I will give your life to the Lord. There's a link below where you're watching. Click it and fill the form so you can assist. We can assist you further in your new walk with Christ. And you are listening through radio or television, you can just give your life to Christ. Send your name, phone number, and your location address through this SMS or WhatsApp to +234 915 444 9263. Let's do that. For the counselor, let's go around. Let's ensure that all the people are canceled and all the forms feel legibly. And let's gather them. We don't let us go. We're waiting because our pastor, our GS, will still be praying for us and bring miracles upon our life. That the greater lion, the real lion that is coming inside us afresh now, that is coming inside us anew, will be able to defend us, destroy all the fake lions that make us afraid in the night, make us afraid in the day, and destroy and break them completely. Well, let us remember that all those who are giving their life to the Lord, they'll be launched out with Jesus. For all those who just gave their life to the Lord today, tomorrow by 3 p.m. at our hall here, Triumphant Hall, just near this, where we are having the crusade now, tomorrow. And all those who are giving their life to the Lord, we should all gather there. So in the other days, we should also join them in that program. Let all the counselors move outside. Check outside. Check all the old corners, all the on the road. Let's check them. All those are giving their life to the Lord. Let's fill all the, let them get all the cards so we'll be able to help them further. Let's go around. And as soon as we're through, let us give sign to us. The supervisor of the counselor, let's give sign that everywhere is okay. We'll cover everywhere so that our Father in the Lord can connect with us, back, can get to us back and pray for us. Our Father in the Lord is still waiting for us. He's waiting so that we can finish all our counseling. The counselor, let's go around. Let's go outside. Let's go to all the, where the people are gathered on the road, everywhere. And be very sure we're not missing out anyone. Let's keep praying. God has done something. The great lion, the lion, the real lion, the tribe of Judah is inside us. And he wants to do greater things in our lives today. He allow him to do it in your life. Begin to commune with God. That God, this great lion, that this lion of the tribe of Judah that's entered into me today. That Lord God, he will demolish all those things that make me afraid in the night, afraid in the day, that block my progress in life, block all the progress of my children, block all the progress of my husband, of my wife, and hindering all the things that God has planned for your life. Today is a new day. Today is a new beginning. God wants to do something great in your life. A lion of tribe of Judah has come, and he's going to do something great in our life. Pray unto God. Let the counselor finish all their work. Let me see the sign that you are true, so that our Father in the Lord will be able to pray for us and get more of the miracle of God upon our life. The miracle is flowing already. Today, they're going to be overflowing. Today, they're going to be overflowing. And as I receive all these powers, as we receive the power of God upon you, when our pastor will pray for us, when our GS will pray, prepare to share your testimony today. Today, they're going to be mighty testimony because it's overflowing today. Mighty overflowing of God. Prepare to see the might of God, the power of God upon your life. Let all the counselors give a signal that we're all true. I want to see their supervisor giving the signal that everything is okay. So that Father in the Lord, the convener of GCK, will be able to come and bless us the more. And pour the might of God, the power of God upon our life, the healing and health of God for our total being will come upon our life. All the people watching online, if you please remember that we're also concerned about you. Don't forget, you can connect to us by filling all the form, put your name there, your phone number, and your location address through SMS or WhatsApp to this phone number, +234-915-444-9263, anywhere you might be in the world. That will get to us, whether you are in Nigeria here, whether you are in Africa, whether you are in Europe, anywhere you may be, that will get to us and will be able to assist you to get you cemented in the power of the Lamb of God and the grace of the Lamb of God. And God is willing to do that in your life. Remember, there's a link that is going on what you may be watching. You can click it and fill the form so we can assist you further in your walk with God. And remember, as you have the prayer today, as you hear the prayer of the man of God, as the man of God come to pray for us, prepare to share your testimony with us today that God of heaven has visited you and has poured their flowing upon your life. Remember that God is waiting for you. He has poured his words out. You are the one to believe in him, and he will do greater things in your life. The counselor is still waiting for us to give signal that everything is in order. It's okay. It's all right. Our Father in the Lord, the convener of GCK, Pastor Dr. W. Kubuyi, will be coming up now to pray for us.
Praise the Lord. Miracle. Miracle. Power. Demonstration. Assurance. It's coming upon your life right now in Jesus' name. The Lamb of God that taketh away every sin, every sickness, every affliction, every infirmity, every disease is right by your side. And is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He'll break, he'll destroy, he'll shatter every evil thing in your life tonight in Jesus' name. When you hear that name, the name of Jesus, and you hear the final amen, the work will have been done. I see him touching your life tonight. I see him delivering you and relieving you tonight of every work of the devil in your life in Jesus' name. Raise up that hand and lay the other hand where you have the challenge. Miracle is coming now. Healing coming now. Deliverance coming now. Raise up that hand. After the prayer, you must check up yourself, because tonight, everywhere, there will be miracle. Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the Lamb of God, for the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He has given us eternal redemption. In that redemption, there's healing there. There's deliverance there. There's miracle there. There's provision there. And Lord, I pray that now, everywhere, manifest your power in Jesus' name. Every sickness, whatever the name of the sickness, of the disease, of the pain, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, the God of redemption, the God of power, the God of miracle, come into every life, touch every life, reverse every evil sin in their lives in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray the work of that fake lion going about, tormenting lives, harassing lives, bringing curses upon lives, I reverse everything he has done in any life. And Lord, I pray healing for everyone, deliverance for everyone, dominion for everyone. Those blind eyes be opened right now in Jesus' name. Deaf ears, dumb tongues be loosed right now in Jesus' name. Madness, insanity, come out in Jesus' name. Ulcer, be healed in Jesus' name. Asthma, be healed in Jesus' name. Cancer, be healed right now in Jesus' name. All those evil objects, evil spirits walking about in the body, I command you, come out in Jesus' name. Pain at the back, at the waist, pain inside the bone, pain anywhere in the body, be healed in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that the lameness will vanish away. And those broken bones, hear the word of the Lord. Be mended now, be healed in Jesus' name. Arthritis, you're healed in Jesus' name. Elephantiasis, those big legs and the hernia and the fibroid and the hunchback, everything that should not be there, I command, come out in Jesus' name. Lord, healing everywhere now. Miracle everyone now. Right, left, back, center, front, online, radio, television, miracles, healings, deliverances. Lord, your people now will reign over every challenge of their lives. Confirm it, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. It is done. It is done. It is done. Your miracle is right there with you.
Let's check out.